Shmuel says, no, that I say, go bus a roiv, roiv is negeyed to mechal Shabbos. Rashi Shmuel omer, lefakeach olav esagal. Koma, the roiv Yisrael, that if the rove people living around there are Jews, then we have a right to assume that this kid is also a Jew, and you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos with him. So the deal is, ava machza machza loy, but let's say they're 50-50, half Jews, half goyim, then you can't save this kid. The kol shechem b'roiv kusim, and avad if rove people are goyim there, that you can't save the kid on Shabbos. So it's not like Shmuel. Before Shmuel said, "Ein holchem acher roiv b'pikuach nefesh." Even though Rove should tell us that the kid's a guy, we don't go boss a roiv. If we have a doubt, maybe he's a Jew, you're allowed to save the person. And here Shmuel saying, not like that, here Shmuel saying that when do we say you could be mepakech olav esagal to save the person, only if it's roiv Yisraelim. But half and half, and avad the roiv goyim, you can't save him. So it's a stira. So Mar says, no. Ki itma de Shmuel areish itma. When did Shmuel say hilavkech olav esagal is going on the reisha? The what? Im roiv kusim kusim. The Reisha said if most people living on this street are goyim, then if you find a kid out in the street, we never mind the kid's also a goy. Now Omar Shmuel said, Avolinya pikuach nefesh. But you know, let's say it's a question of keeping the kid alive. It's on Shabbos, and you have to carry him, or you have to bring him food. Then ain't a cane. Then we don't say like that. Then we say what that? But like Shmuel before said, that pikuach nefesh ain't holchem acharoyv. Since it's a doubt, maybe he's a Jew. Even though Rove said he's a goy, we don't go after the Rove. We have the doubt, maybe he's a Jew, you would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on him. Like Shmuel said before, Fred Gemara, Im Kain, if that's so, it's what's the din then that the Brice of the Mishnah does say to him, that Im Rove Kusim Kusi, what is the locha though, that if Rove Goyim live in that street, then we say if you find a kid outside lying in the street, he's a goy. The gate to what halacha? Lamai Hilkasa, Amar Rav Papa, Lahachilo Nevelis. To give him to eat nevelis. That's nafkamina. Now, since he's a goy, we have a right to say that the person is a goy, and therefore we're allowed to give him nevelis to eat. So, Rashi, lachilo nevelis, ad she yigdon, v'yikabal olav geiris. It's up until he becomes a godon, and you make him into a Jew, you're allowed to feed him nevelis. Since roiv, people there are goyim, so api roiv, it's eiskapas, and this kid is a goy. If the kid's a goy, you're allowed to give him treifas to eat. See, even though Shmuel says to save the person on Shabbos, you're allowed to, you don't go after roiv. That's only for pikuach nefesh. But for the halach, it's loiska pasant, he's a goy, therefore you're allowed to feed him to give him iser. Right, it says, Imroiv Yisrael Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says here, that let's say most people, rove people living on that block are Jews, then the kid is a Jew. For the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what's the chiddush here? So Rashi like, Imroiv Yisrael Lamai Hilchasa Rashi, have a Yisrael, Beroiv Yisrael, Tvei Mimachza Machza. Now the Brisa says three cases. One case is that Rove are Goyim. Then it says half and half. And then it says Rove are Yisrael. So there's two halachas when the kid is like the Yisrael. Either 50-50, where you also pass the kid is the Yisrael. And then it says if Rove are Yisraelim, the kid is also a Yisrael. So what's the chiddush that by Rove is the Yisrael? It's Mazuch by 50-50 is a Jew. For sure, if Rove are Jews, the kid's a Jew. Like Mashem, only in a certain case do we say he's called a Jew in this case. Lamai Hirasam, what's the special halacha here? That here he's a Jew, and not by 50-50? Have the Gemara lahachzaloy avedosay. That to return his aveda. Let's say this kid grows up, and he loses an aveda. So halacha is you find the aveda. If the guy's a guy, you're not mechuyev to give it back. There's no mitzvah to give back an aveda to a guy. If the person's a Jew, you have a mitzvah to give it back to him. So if it's a machza, machza, so then it's a suffix what the kid is. So by suffix mama, the klal is, holchem mama, moitzim mechaberu, olav araya. I have a right to say, right now I found the mitzvah, it's mine. You want me to give it to you? Prove to me that you're a Jew. Kozman, you can't prove you're a Jew, I don't have to give it to you. So if machza, machza, I would be allowed to keep the aveda. But in the case that Rove were Jews, then we pass the noise, the kid is like a Jew, and now if he loses an aved, he loses something, and you find it, you have a mitzvah to give it back to him. That's an afkamina that when Rove are Jews, then it's Eiska passing the Jew. Now, the Brisa says though, Mishnah, Machza Machza Yisrael, let's say there are 50% of the people living on the block are Goyim, and 50% are Jews, so the kid has a shame Yisrael. For what din? As we just said, Lachzalei Avedosi, you would not have to give it back. In a case where the kid lost the Aveda, you could tie now Moitzim Lechaveiro Olivar Raya. Prove it to me that you're a Jew. I don't have to give it back to you. So what does it mean here to say the kid has a din of a Jew? Omer Ashlokish for Nizokin. It has a loch like Nizokin. question if a shore stresses another shore. So halacha is all like this, like Rashi says, the Nizokin. Rashi says, Shor Shah Yisrael Shenoga Shakusi Potter. That's one halacha. If a Jew has a shore, his axe goes and harms a Goyish axe, you're potter from pain. We have psukim for this. What about the Shor Shakusi Shenoga Shah Yisrael? What about a Goyish axe hit a Jew's? Is halacha Bein Tam Bein Muid Mishal Netet Sholem. No matter what happens, he has to pay the full price, the full damage. Mashakin Vishal Yisrael Shenoga Shah Yisrael. If a shor, an axe that belongs to a Jew, hits, harms another axe belonging to another Jew, then there's a difference. That tam, the first three times, mishalom chatzi nezek. Muid, once you become a muid, then mishalom nezek sholem. That's the difference halachis. So it's an askimina now, this kid, by machtza machtza, 50-50, we say he's a Jew, filchus nizokin. For the Gemara hechidomi, what's the case? What do you want to tell me? In name, if you want to tell me the case is, dinakhe turididan. Literally day, that our axe, a real Jew's ashor, hit, harmed this tinix, this kid's ashor. So what do you want to tell me now? That he has a locha like a Yisrael, and therefore we have to pay him. Tried the Gemara, no, it shouldn't be that way. Nice raya v'nashkel. I could tell you how much of a roll of a raya. My axe harmed you. Now, if you're a goy, I don't have to pay you. My shor such as a goy, I'm potter. So therefore, in order for me to have to pay him, he has to be Yisrael. Sakri tell me that machza machza sofik. I have to pay him. The klal always is, if I have a sofik, if I have to pay or not, ha moitzim mechaveru, all over I am. Before I have to give away my money, you have to prove it. And here you can't prove you're Yisrael. So I don't have to pay you in such a case. Like tzricha sechish is like this. We're talking about the nagche turadi day, le turadi dan. That his axe shtoistos. That's what happened. His axe went and hit another Jew's axe. So look, it was like this. That if he's a goy, he has to pay nezik sholem the first time. If he's a Jew, he only has to pay a chatzi nezik. So how much does he have to pay now? The locher is, he has a locher like a Jew, he only has to pay a chatzi nezik. Why? Pal geyoyevle. Here he has to pay up. Because on the tzad he's a Jew, a tam, his shor now is a tam, it only hit one or two times, he has to pay only 50%. Idach palga, the other 50%, like what do you want the kid to pay? Because you want to say the kid's a goy. But the kid can say no. Namely, the kid will say to us, I see Raya, the Lav Yisrael, another shokel. You want me to pay me? You want to tell me that I'm a guy? You prove it. You have to prove it. In order to get money away from me, the same thing. We can't make the kid pay unless we have proof to say he's a guy. Now, since it's machta machta to sofit, we don't know if he's a guy or a Jew. So in such a case, he has a locha like a Jew. Just like if a Jew's shor's tam hits somebody else, you only have to pay a chatzi nezek, half the damage. Here also, this tinix, sure, and when it hits somebody, you only have to pay chatzi nezek. Because the other chatzi nezek, you can say, no, I'm not going to pay until you prove it to me that I'm a guy. Right, the Mishnah of all of my polis. The Mishnah says, what, that if my polis, if the wall fell on top of somebody, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But the more my comer, like what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So Rashi says, my comer, kol hani sveka diktoni, my yosel hashminim. What's all the chedushim of the Mishnah? Again, the Mishnah said like this. That Mishnah lo mapoilis, if a wall fell up, a brick wall, all the bricks fell upon somebody. Now, sofik husham, sofik enisham. We're in doubt if the person is there or not. Like, we just know the wall caved in, and you know your friend was around there. You're not 100% though the wall fell on top of your friend. Like, maybe nobody's under the wall. Still, you're allowed to pick up the, dig out to get the, to search, see if the person is there. Then the Mishnah says, Sofik chai, Sofik meis. We're doubtful, maybe the person's dead already, maybe he's still alive. Sofik kusi, Sofik Yisrael. You saw the wall fall avade on top of somebody, but there's a doubt whether that person's a Jew or a goy. Is Allah mafakhin al masagal. In all these cases, you're allowed to search to find the person, like maybe he's a Jew or maybe he's alive. That's called pekuach nefesh. What about, let's see the end of the Mishnah, we'll get it later. Matsuachai, let's say you found him, you searched and you found that he's alive. Mefakhim, continue. Like, let's say you uncovered his head and you see his breathing. So now you have a right to go further and uncover him altogether and save him. What about for your mace? Let's say you got to his head, you uncovered his head, we'll see in the Gemara, and you see he's not breathing at all. See, so you know on his mace, we'll see in the Gemara. Yenichu, then you don't have a right to take him out any further. You have to let him stay there till after Shabbos. And after Shabbos, you dig him out. So the Mishnah says a few sveikas here. You don't know if he's there, you don't know if he's a guy, you don't know if he's alive. What do we need all these cases for? But the Marmai Kama, what's all the Chidushim here? Moses, Loi Mi Boy Kama. Each one is telling us something bigger than the other one. Loi Mi Boy, not only. Sofik Husham. Sofok Einishom. The first doubt is, like, you know your friend was there. Your friend, the Jew, was there. And your only doubt now is he under there or not? But if he's under there, like Mestam, he's still alive, and he's a Jew. So, Di'isa Chayu. Then if he's there, he's alive. The Mefakhin. So in such a case, the only doubt is he there or not? For sure you could save him. Elafilu Sofok Chay Sofok Meis. But even let's say you have a doubt that you saw that stone came down, mamasha crushed the guy. So you have a good start to say maybe he's dead already. So maybe I would say, since maybe he's dead, you shouldn't be allowed to save him. Be mechal Shabbos now. Still no mefakhin. No, since it's doubtful, maybe he's still alive, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Follow me, boy, sofek chai, sofek meis. To Yisrael, but I called upon him up until now, we knew that person was a Jew. El afilu sofek husi, sofek Yisrael. Even in the case where you have a doubt, even in the case where there are nine goyim there, and one Yisrael, since it's doubtful if he's a Jew or not, maybe you can't save him. Still, Kamash Tom Fakhin. No, you're allowed to save him. Still, maybe there's a doubt. Maybe it's a Jew or maybe the person's alive. You're allowed to go and save him. Right, at the end of the Mishnah says, what about Matsu Chai? Let's say you find the person's alive, Mafakhin. For the Gemara, Matsu Chai, Shita. If you started to dig there and you saw the guy is moving, Savati, you could save him more and take him out. You have to tell me. But like Tzricham, the Afilu Lachai Yeshua. Tremendous Chiddush. Even in the case that you saw Mamash Rachman al-Salon, the guy is crushed, and he's going to die in another 5 minutes. So the only thing you want to save him now, to take the stones off him, is he should be able to live another few minutes. That's called Chai Yeshua. We know 100% he's going to die. Still, the locha is you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos for him to keep him alive another few minutes. That's the locha. For Chai Yeshua, you'll have to keep a person alive. So that's a tremendous Chiddush here. That even though I would say in Sfar, maybe no, because one of the Sfars we'll see later on the days, why it could be Mechal Shabbos to save a person. One svar is, it's kedai to be mechal Shabbos, one Shabbos, and he'll stay alive, and the person will be mekayim many Shabbosim to come. So it's kedai for the many Shabbosim to come to be mechal one Shabbos. Here you don't have that svar, because here you know for sure the guy's going to die in 5 minutes. Still, if you don't take off the stone, he'll die right now. Still, you're allowed to dig, in the case where it's Nisa D'Raisa, case we're doing a Nisa Harisha there, still you're allowed to save the person, even though he'll only live a few more minutes. Chai Yeshua is also Deicha Shabbos. Right. The mace, let's say you find the mace, then you nichu. Let him stay there, you're not allowed to do anything more. So the Mara, Hainami Pshita, like you found the guy dead, Avadi, can't be Mechal Shabbos for a dead person. And the Mara, like Tzricha Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. It's calling even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. The Tanya, we learned like this. Ein Matzile Nasa Mace of Nead Leika. Let's say there's a fire in the house, so there's a mace there also, the person's dead already. So a mace is mukhsar, Shabbos not let him move him. And mefrat from one chotzer to another chotzer, Rashi says, I will soon see. But the Tanakhama says he can't save the mace. Now you're not allowed to take the mace out of the house and bring him into the chotzer. Even though like this he may get burnt up. And Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Shamati, I heard over no, Shematil nesa mace of Adleika. I hold no, you are allowed to save the mace from Adleika. So Rashi says, Matil nesa mace, lechotzer amurevis. You're allowed to carry the mace from this chotzer into another chotzer that has the erev. The lek yisrael tiltul. The only tzan yisrael should be a tiltul muksa. You're touching a mace that's muksa. See all the smut, you're allowed to be metaltul. So the chur of the kasher is now that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, you see, you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a mace. I call poram nisa the rabbonin. So even though some say by mafachem olav sagal, it's possible to have an issue deraisom, but our mishnah's poshim mashm, even in the case we just want to move the stones on the side, even in the case you're not doing a nisa deraisa, it's possible to say when you have to move the stones, you're only doing a nisa derabonin. You're only being metal to muksa. Still, the mishnah says nothing doing. If you find the person is mace, don't move another stone. You have to let him stay there. So that's not like Yehuda ben Lakish. Yehuda ben Lakish says, no, if a mace is in a chotzer, that you see a fire is coming, they may get burnt up, you're allowed to move the mace to save the mace. So here also, it's not nice to let the mace stay under the stones or right away faster there. Maybe you should be allowed to save him. So Mishnah Mar says no. That our Mishnah goes, even according to Yehuda ben Lakish. The afilu of Yehuda ben Lakish. Loiko amar ele mitoich shodim bol ha-meisai, iloi shoreslei, oselech buye. He's only matzerit in a case where a person sees the fire is coming into the house, and he knows he has a mace in the house. The svara there is, if we're not going to let you carry the mace outside, the person gets bold, gets nervous, gets so excited that he may, by mistake, put out the fire. Like, it bothers him so much to see the mace being burnt up, that he'll go and put out the fire, and that's an issue there, Isa. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish says it's kedai, be over the issa muksa tiltum, carry the mace outside, kedai should not come to put out the fire. That's what there he's making. Aval hocha, but here you find the mace in the bar. Eloi Sharislei Mayifilamevid. We're going to tell the person you're not allowed to carry him out now. You have to let him stay there. You can't touch the stones. So good, the guy will get nervous. What can you do? You can't do any yitzah there. There's no yitzah to do. Where you have the fire here, you tell me I can't move him, so I'm going to put the fire out. But here the guy is there, stuck there. So good, you can't take him now. You take him after Shabbos. But he's going to stay there. He'll do something now. There's nothing to do. You're telling him he can't move the stones. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That where a mace is there, and you find a mace, you're not allowed to touch him. You can't touch the stones. You have to leave him there. Tana Rabbanan. Ad heichin ubaidik. Till how long do you check the person? Now the guy now, there are a whole bunch of stones fell on top of this person, and you've taken all the stones out, you want to check the person, see if he's alive or not. Till how far do you have to check him to make sure he's a mace? He's dead. Is at choytmer. Tanakhama says to his nose. Once you see by his nose, nothing is breathing, nothing's coming out of his nose, you have a right to say he's dead, you don't have to go further. Joshi at choytmer. V'yemein chiyas v'choytmer, sheinu moitzi ruach, v'aday mace v'nichum. Let's say you only caught his head first. You started to take out the stones, and the first thing you met is his head, and you see his nose, and you see nothing is coming out of his nose. That's it. You don't have to go further. You have a right to say he's dead, and you can't save any. You can't do anything more. That's what Tanakhama says. The Yeshayim, some say no. Ad liboy, you have to check his heart. Make sure his heart is not pumping. Not enough just to check the nose. You have to also go to the heart. Yeshayim ad liboy. Now bodak that's one chiddush. Yeah, that's one chiddush. We'll soon see the machlokes. Now, what about bodak umotzel yoyne mason? Let's say what happened was the wall fell down on five people, and you took apart the wall, you took away the stones, and you found the top person, and the top person was mace. So l'chura, you could say if madach he's mace, for sure the people underneath him are mace. So I can't go checking anymore. And the locker is no lo yoyma. Don't say kva mace v'atachtonim that most probably the bottom people are also dead. But no, you're allowed to go check out each person. Check out each person separately, make sure he's alive. And my sawyer, it once happened a case, or that a few people, a wall fell on top of five people, or motzo al yoinim mesim, v'tachtoinim chayim. They found the top guy was mace, and the bottom people were alive. The stones hit the top guy hard, he died, the bottom one was still alive. Therefore, you're allowed to check them. So tomorrow now, name mahani tanoi, yani tanoi. The machlokes we just had, where do you have to check the person to? Do you have to only check his nose, or do you have to check his leiv? What's the machlokes told in? It's all in this machlokes, the Tanya we learned. Mehechen havlad noitzer. From where is a kid born from? What's created first in the child? Mei roisha. One bandi yama says his head. His head is created first. Shulyama the Pasuk says, Mimeya imoy ata goizi. From the mother's stomach you were goizi, you were born like. The yama is a Pasuk in Yirmiyo, that gozi nizreich v'yashlichum. Talking about the Avelis, that you'll be so worried there that you're going to pull out your hair. Gozi Nizrechi, you're going to pull out your hair for Yashrich when you throw it away. So you see, Gozi goes on your hair. So Gozi means your head. So in other words, what's born first in your mother's stomach is the head. Abishalom, Abishalom says no. Mitiburoi. Umishalach Shroshev Eilach V'Eilach. You always start created from the middle. The middle of you. Punkt smack in the middle, that's where you start to be created from. Umashlicha Shroshev, and then you give out roots. Eilach V'Eilach, that's the way you grow. That's the smachlokes also, because you have to check the person from the ikar root where he was born from. So if he's born from his head, you check his nose. If nothing is doing there, he's dead. If Yoldi's born first from the tibura, from the middle, so then you should check his leiv. That's more to the middle. So that's the smachlokes. So Gemara says no. Afilo teima abishol. Even it goes according to abishol that holds you created from the middle. Ad kan lo kom abishol hosimel in yisiro. He only has that svara you created from the middle, from your belly, from the middle. Of the whole midi. Why? The whole midi mimsiyusa misitzum. Everything is created from the middle, and that's the way you grow all around. I will in you to kuch nefesh, but here it's a question if the person's dead or not, where do you have to check out? The main place to see if the person's alive or not is from his nose. The Yassir of the Pasuk says, where's the ruach chayim bapav in your nose? So therefore you have to check out his nose first. Omra Pop, the Pop says like this, Machloikes Milamato Lamalo. The whole Machloikes is, is where first he has hit his feet, and merely he's checking him from downwards upwards. So then one man Yama says, if he checked his heart, and nothing is doing there, you don't have to go further. You can stop right there. And the other man says, no, you can't stop by his heart. You have to check out till you get to his nose. Avu mimala lamata, for in the case where you reached his head first, and you checked out his nose first, kiv in the bodik layat choytmoy, once you checked out until his nose, shuven etzorch, then everybody's masking, you don't have to check further. Why the pasuk says, kol asher nishmas ruach chayim biapov, where's the nishmas chayim, where do you breathe, where do you live from your nose. So once nothing's coming out of your nose, according to everybody, you don't have to check further. Ukfar hoya, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalcha Maderech, they were walking on the road. For Levi Asader, for some reason he was called a Sader, Rashi says, Leiparish Limau, he doesn't know why. Some say it means a Lashon of Pirish Goin. Some say it was a Goin, it's a tremendous person. Levi the Goin. No, Rabbi Yeshua was also there. Rabbi Yeshua ben Yishu, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchin Achrayim, he was walking after them. Nishalo Shaila Zubifnayim, they asked this question in front of all of them. How do we know the cloud that we're learning here from the Mishnah all over that the Pekuach Nefesh you're allowed to be Derech HaShabbos? It's a question of saving somebody's life. You're allowed to do the Lamates Melacha to save the person on Shabbos. How do we know this? Is Nana Rabbi Shmuel B'Yomer? Shmuel answered. The Pasuk says, in the Machteris Yimotzi Aganef. If you find a Ganef downstairs in your basement sneaking in and you see he wants to rob your house, so the Pasuk says, what? You're allowed to go and kill him. So why are you allowed to kill him? It's only doubtful if the person's coming to kill you altogether. The Kura, the Ganav, is only coming for your money. So he's only coming for your money. Let's say you go after him, and so he's not going to kill you. He'll only come to steal your money. True, it's doubtful. Maybe he'll come to kill you also. So it's doubtful if the person's coming to kill you or not. Still, the Pasuk says what? You're allowed to go kill him. Now, the Avera, what you're allowed to do here is you're allowed to go kill the person. Now, the Avera of killing somebody is a tremendous Avera. Metam Esaret, it's Metam Eretz Yisrael. The Gurm Lashkinish is the Salat Yisrael. And because of the Avera of Shvichas Domim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away Yishchina. Still, we say, Nitin Liatila Benafshoi. You're allowed to save your soul by killing somebody else. If the Ganav comes into your house at night, and you're afraid maybe he's going to kill you, even though it's only doubtful, you're allowed to kill him. So therefore, Kal v'Chaymer lepikuach nefesh derechet Shabbos. It's a Kal v'Chaymer now. When what avera do you want to do? Just mechal Shabbos, and you're doing it for a good purpose to save your soul. So vad you allowed to do it. We'll see later on the bay. There's a pircha on this raya. Rashi says, Oshvichas domin shuhuto lebalabayis lishvach domin shazir. The balabos, the owner, is allowed to kill this person coming in. Lahatzola sofer nasha to save himself, because it's doubtful. Maybe the person's coming to kill you. Lots of subject nafshe avera. And what avera are you doing? An avera chamurhi. She matam esoritz k'dasiv. Like the tamu esoritz kavi pashas roitzim. Torah says, don't kill and be matam eretz Yisrael. For girl l'shkin tzalik k'dasiv. Asher ani sheichim esoichem. Ho'im t'tamu eni sheichim. The arbatzeich tziv. And still we say you're allowed to kill the person for doubt to save yourself. So vad you're allowed to be mechal shabbos for a sofik p'kuch nefesh. Right. Nene Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said another raya. The pasuk says v'yomer v'chi yozet ish ariyehu. If somebody goes to kill somebody, may yemiz v'chi tikachen olamus. You should take him even off my mizbeach, even though he's a kohen on the mizbeach. Take him away. So we dash him may yemiz v'chi. Only if he's tam around the mizbeach. For loy miyal mizbeach. Not if he's really doing the avoid itself. Rashi says may yemiz v'chi im kohenu shabo la'avoid avoidim. If a kohen comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he wants to do the avoda, we tell him to stop. You killed somebody, or we need you to say edus. Somebody else killed somebody. You can't do the avoda. Aber b'loy miyal mizbechi. We don't take him away if he already started to do the avoda. Shrashim hischa b'avoda. If the kohen's already bringing the kavonis, ain't a mafsik. We don't tell the kohen to stop. Love will begin to come to Beis Din now to see if he's mechuyev misam or to see if he knows edus. Somebody else is mechuyev misam. Elamashlam avodosay. We tell the kohen first you have the right to finish your avoda, and later we'll see what's doing. Now, this is only said al hamis. It's only a question if you want to get this kohen either to kill him or he should be able to kill somebody else. Then we say, let him do the avoda, don't stop him.